Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many labels are you wearing right now? Almost every piece of clothing has a label in it. Well, unless you've ripped out the label or you're wearing socks. Cars and trucks have labels. Of course, the label isn't the reason why we buy something. It's not the purpose of our purchases, but the labels tell the truth about what you're purchasing. So we know how, when we look at the label, how to take care of the clothes that we buy because of the materials it's made of. We know the specs of a car that we purchase and what the value of that car would be. Labels on our food containers help us to know what's in our food, what we're feeding ourselves and our children. Like the products we buy, we also wear labels, or we have labels. But we don't just have one label. We have labels that describe every aspect of our lives, our gender, our race, all sorts of physical characteristics, our personality, our relationships with others, our hobbies, our occupations, the phase of life that we're in, our political perspectives, our religion, and our attitude towards things like work and change and people. It's a lot of labels. Now, some of the labels that we wear, we choose and we wear them willingly. But other labels are given to us by others to describe or even to define us. Now, these can be sweet and endearing, but this is also where things like racism, stereotypes, and bullying come in. When our daughter Caroline was a little girl, there was a boy in her class that was being mean to her, and he called her a name. He used a label that she was not familiar with, but all she knew is that it made her feel really bad. He called her Pipsqueak. And for us, that may not be a big deal, but it really hurt her feelings. And I'm sure you can almost imagine a little boy and girl in that kind of situation. We don't know all about it, but we can imagine him almost spitting out that word in derision against Caroline. So she came home that day and asked Vicky what it meant that this boy called her a pipsqueak. Now, without missing a beat, Vicky answered her and just said, it means little and cute. So when she got a cute little dog as a stuffed animal, what do you think she named it? Pipsqueak. She slept with Pipsqueak and walked around everywhere with Pipsqueak, wherever she went. So Vicky helped her to take a label that was meant for harm and make it into something beautiful. What labels do you wear? Which ones did you choose? Which are assigned to you? And which may even cause you harm? In the reading from today, from Romans, Paul uses a really tough label that covers all people. He calls us all slaves. Slaves! No one likes to be called or wants to be a slave, especially in this week leading up to Independence Day. Being called a slave is offensive, and it makes us think of what life would be like as a slave. Slavery makes us think about people who have no choices, who work unceasingly under harsh conditions for a master who has little or no regard for their well-being. So do you think that Paul means to suggest that our relationship with God is like that between a master and a slave? That God is oppressive and makes demands on us with little regard for us? Paul says some really important things in this passage that I fear get lost. One, because, well, Paul is Paul. He loves to use rhetorical devices. He likes to use a lot of words and make things complicated. But second, he drops some bombshell words that we don't tend to use in everyday conversation, like righteousness, justification, sanctification, and sin. Those words deserve a lot of attention. But I'd like to share with you a few things that I hear Paul saying so we don't get distracted by those. I hear three main things. First, we're all under something. We're slaves to what we're under because we obey what we're under. And that affects the labels that we wear. Second, we have a choice about what we're under. And third, the label we wear has a huge impact on our lives. That means our past, our future, and the ways that we relate with other people. So do you agree with Paul that we're all under something? Subject to something? Slaves to something? See, we take great pride in being free and being independent. But then we have to actually ask, is anyone really free? Is anyone totally or completely free? Now, we have great freedoms in the United States, but we are under the law. If we break the law, then we may be reprimanded, or we may have our freedoms restricted or taken away from us. They can't be restricted or taken away unless they belong to someone else, meaning that we are under the law. Even in our personal relationships, we have great freedom. But what happens if I exercise my freedom at the expense of your freedom? In a way that restricts or inhibits your freedom? Well, at that point, it stops being freedom and it becomes injustice. So if we are not completely free, that means that we are under or subject to something that's not us. As Paul says, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. Now, the good news that Paul proclaims is that we do have a choice about what we're under. But the question then becomes, to whom or what do you want to be enslaved? Do you want to be under the law? Do you want to be under sin? Paul says that being under sin is being a slave to sin and means obeying sin. Now remember what sin is. It's about breaking relationships. So obeying sin allows sin and brokenness itself to reign in our lives, and it reduces us to being in bondage. Or do you want to be under grace? Can you imagine what it would do to your life, your relationships, your whole outlook, if your focus and purpose was to obey grace? Where sin is often about self above others, grace is about love, about mercy, about forgiveness, healing relationships that are broken. Grace is about what is good for more people outside of me, the common good. It means accepting forgiveness for ourselves as well, for the things of which you are now ashamed, as Paul writes. You and I wear the label that reads disciple of Jesus. And that label means something. It means that sin cannot wrap us up and hold us in bondage. It means that we do the things that people do who are under grace. It means that we extend grace that we have been given to other people. It means that we don't just go to church. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And Luther reminds us to remember this each and every day. Remember which label you wear. Remember that you are not under sin, but you are under grace. As we look forward to the day and the week to come, what does it mean for you to wear this label, disciple of Jesus? Sometimes it can be uncomfortable or risky. There are times, many times, when we will choose to change our label, times when we will fall short. But especially at these times, that's when we hold on to the fact that God knows that we are imperfect people. We don't always make the best choices. But that's exactly why we are God's people who are under grace, not under the law. And see, as we are under grace, it's God who holds our relationship together. It's God who holds us stable and solid in that relationship. So we're encouraged as disciples who wear this label of disciple to share that label broadly, to share it freely and lovingly so that others will come to know the goodness and the love of God through you, as together we share the love, the mercy, and the justice of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Amen.